into a chunk of driftwood. At once, there was a tussle over the hammer. He ended up forming a line and issuing 5 nails to everyone in it. He tried to remember where he was in his work. "Where are you from?" the older girl asked. "Chicago," Brent answered. He took up his pliers. "Why are you making that thing anyway?" He twisted a loop in the end of a rod. The outlandishness and mystery of his undertaking suddenly struck him afresh. His eyes lost their focus on his work. "Just for fun." His voice held no conviction. A boy peered at him point blank. "Are you famous?" Brent smiled. "Nope, not at all." He looked around for his wire cutters. "You're about the only ones in the world who know I make these." They drifted back to the water after a while, then vanished into the trees. Brent worked until late, turning his back to the sun when it sank below his palm fronds. Then he remembered that he had a date with it at the Sand Dollar. He arrived just in time, snagged his table, tuned out the young waitress's recitation of specials, and watched the sun touch the water just to the left of his mark on the sill. He beamed. It had moved to the south. This made sense. It was July, past the summer solstice. "Do you need a few minutes?" the waitress repeated. "Yeah." He sensed she was baffled by his grinning. Back at the motel, his neighbor's TV was on.